You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Let's resolve some cliffhangers.
Did she say yes? Are they engaged?
And answer some calls.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Mark.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, April 15th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies, but first, your entertainment headlines. In case you missed it basically everywhere else yesterday, former Bachelor Colton Underwood revealed on Good Morning America that he is gay. In an interview with Robin Roberts, the 29-year-old former football player said, quote, "I've ran from myself for a long time. I've hated myself for a long time. I'm gay, and I came to terms with that earlier this year and have been processing it. The next step in all of this was sort of letting people know." Which he did, and now he's reportedly getting his own unscripted series at Netflix, which, according to outlets, has already been filming, documenting his coming-out journey. Olympian Gus Kenworthy is also said to be acting as Underwood's, quote, gay guide. Representatives for Netflix and Underwood declined to comment. Good news for fans of a show we told you about here on Tuesday's episode, where Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris sang the praises of the series Warrior. The show has been picked up for a third season, moving from Cinemax to HBO Max, where the first two seasons are available to stream. That's where the show has also been picking up in popularity since January, becoming a mainstay on the streamer's most popular queue. Based on the writings of Bruce Lee, the show is set in late 19th century San Francisco, where the brutal Tong Wars were happening and racism against Asians was on the rise. And another former Jeopardy champ is headed back to the show, this time to be guest host. Fan favorite contestant Buzzy Cohen will appear on the quiz show starting May 17th. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and so much more, head on over to EW.com. All right, it's time to snatch today's top three picks. Number three goes out to all the Drag Race fans waiting for this week's episode with bated breath. We'll have more on that episode tomorrow, but in the meantime, Season 5 runner-up and All-Star Season 2 winner Alaska is taking her act in a new direction with her own comedy special. It'll feature some of Alaska's greatest musical hits, exciting special guests, and as the queen herself puts it, a foray into the land of setups, punchlines, stingers and zingers. It's also become a time capsule of the pre-COVID era, as Alaska recently explained to EW's Joey Nolfi.
We filmed it so long ago. We filmed it pre-pandemic, like right before hit the fan.
Yeah.
And so it kept just getting on. It was put on hold and on hold. And then we were like, I don't know. Like, do the jokes make sense now that we're all at home and everything is on Zoom? Like, and so we sort of, so we've gotten into a place where I'm really happy with it. I really love it. And we finally get to like release it in the world. But it's really fun. I tell some jokes. I sing some songs. It's very nice. I like it.
We hope you will too. The Alaska Extra Special Comedy Special is available now exclusively on the OutTV USA Apple TV channel. We have another star of The Resident here to fill us in on their viewing habits. Here's Conrad Riccamora, who plays Dr. Jake Wong, telling EW's Rosie Cordero what he's been watching. The answer may not surprise you.
Conrad, what you watching?
I'm watching The Resident.
Of course. Of course. But when you're not watching The Resident, what you watching?
Oh my goodness. I am loving, loving, loving. I've been discovering these shows on Hulu. Shrill with A.D. Bryan. Gosh, I think it's so great. Rami is incredible, incredible.
Those are some of our favorites too. Shrill returns for its final season May 7th, so it's the perfect time to catch up. Rami has also been renewed for a third season. No word yet on when it will be back. In the meantime, you can find both of those shows on Hulu. Now let's head up to Wall Street. That's W-A-H-L Street for our number two pick. HBO Max's latest docuseries offers fans a glimpse behind the curtain of Mark Wahlberg's life as the actor juggles his rigorous film schedule with an ever-growing network of diverse businesses. Those include a clothing line, his gym studio, his production company, and, of course, Wahlburgers. Viewers will see Wahlberg navigate the many challenges of the pandemic while trying to maintain and expand his portfolio and get a look at the colorful characters that make up his real life. Entourage. Here's a preview.
Building a business that you can change people's lives for the better is something that really appeals to me. I'm doing things that I'm passionate about and that I believe in, and that are really kind of a direct extension of who I am.
Which one's better, this one or this one?
Being separated from my family. It's the biggest sacrifice always for me.
But I want to grow and build a business that I can pass on to future generations.
We feel a huge, overwhelming amount of responsibility to make sure that we're successful.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Mark.
This whole thing has caught me by surprise.
He has come a long way since the days of Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Wall Street is streaming now on HBO Max. It's trivia time. Mark Wahlberg recently joined the cast of what long-developing movie he had been attached to back in 2010? Is it Wicked, Indiana Jones 5, or Uncharted? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick, What to Watch. We'll be right back.
Also,
no one be more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would...
Don't you call in the...
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here, because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscars season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch.
Number one.
We're not getting any younger, folks, so let's get to our number one pick. It's Younger. The dramedy's seventh and final season debuts on Paramount Plus today, marking the beginning of the end for our adventures with Sutton Foster's Liza, whose seasons-long secret about her real age is now fully out in the open. When we left off, Charles had spontaneously proposed to Liza at Diana and Enzo's wedding, which kind of rude, while Kelsey took Charles up on his offer for a stake in the company and a seat on the board. But as the season begins, Liza doesn't seem completely sure if Charles is indeed the man for her, while Kelsey faces a setback at work, which causes her to doubt her career decisions. Elsewhere, Josh tries to balance parenting and dating, Lauren attempts to fill Diana's statement jewelry-wearing place at the office, and Maggie gets canceled. It wouldn't be Younger without plenty of drama. Here's some of the cast from EW's latest Around the Table video, available Friday, on what else fans can expect in the final season.
I would say love, entertainment, and really just some incredible closure for all of these characters. Not that this is the end, because who knows what's going to happen, but it's a good end for now.
Fans can expect to see in the final season of Younger the unexpected. There are rekindlings, possible rekindlings left and right. There are work crises and love triangles and career snafus. You're gonna love it.
An arc
for every character. Each character has a particular arc, and it's really fleshed out where there's highs and lows, drama, comedy, tears, happiness. It really kind of surprised us all the way the writers took us on this complete journey where we actually all got to do things we didn't expect to do.
Sounds like we are in for quite a ride. The season's first four episodes are streaming on Paramount Plus now, with the remaining eight episodes to drop weekly on Thursdays. And the full season will air on TV Land later this year. Lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Mark Wahlberg recently joined the cast of what long-developing movie that he'd been attached to back in 2010? Wicked, Indiana Jones 5, or Uncharted? Don't need a map to find this answer. It's Uncharted. Wahlberg was attached to star as protagonist Nate Drake in the video game adaptation in its early days of development. He'll now play Drake's mentor Sully, with Tom Holland as Nate. Uncharted is scheduled to finally hit theaters in February 2022. That is our show for today. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I am Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day. What to Watch is written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, produced and hosted by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall and Carly Usden.